A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, just a heads up, this episode we will be discussing some content regarding Ruby Frankie's sentencing and child abuse.
If you're not interested in listening to that, that's totally fine. See you next time. Love you.
This week on Pop Gays,
we talk Love Lies Bleeding, pranking TikTokers,
and Sydney Sweeney's anti-woke rack.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gays,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Oh, I also saw Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh my god. Tell us.
What the fuck happened?
Is it amazing?
Love Lies Bleeding. Definitely one of my favorite movies I've seen this year. And favorite, like, lesbian movie I've ever seen.
So it's Kirsten Stewart.
And
or Kristen Stewart.
I think it's Kirsten.
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 It's Kristen Stewart, Kirsten Dunst.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's how we remember it.
Oh my god.
Kirsten Stewart, Kirsten Dunst.
Literally happens to me all the time. I'm gonna double check, but keep telling us about it.
So she's in it with another actor who's really amazing and who I haven't seen in anything before. I'll have to look up her name. So sorry, I'm really bad with names. But essentially funny in the really kind of dark way, in a similar way as Bottoms,
oh.
Where it doesn't like, but not as campy. It's more dark.
What's the basic story?
So she works in the gym and the other one is a bodybuilder or an aspiring bodybuilder. So Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, you were right, yeah, Kristen. Yeah.
She works in the gym. And the other one is a bodybuilder. So that's how they meet. But also she has like a fucked up family. They live in a small town. There's lots of guns. There's drugs. And there's a kind of psychedelic element to it. And there are definitely like moments where, because I'm really bad with blood and stuff.
Mm.
And I had to cover my eyes and be like, tell me when it's over. But that's me in most movies where somebody like dies. And it didn't go for too long. Which is another one of my like, oh, I didn't feel like it was drawn out or anything. I didn't feel like it could have been cut.
Okay.
You know, when you're watching a movie and you're like, I would have made that 20 minutes shorter.
Yes.
I didn't feel that at all. And I would actually even be open to seeing it again.
Wow.
And I loved the soundtrack.
I'm going to download it tonight.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. It is funny that you bring up like gore and stuff. Like I can handle people, not in person, but in film.
Oh, I can't handle people.
In person, disgusting.
But I can handle people like getting shot, getting stabbed, whatever.
Wow.
It can be a bit gory.
You're fine with that.
I'm fine with it.
You had it here first.
Yeah. We take it out of complete context and just have this soundbite of John being like, I like stabbing people.
I did 9/11. But something about like skin on skin combat stuff freaks me out. Like boxing movies, wrestling.
Yeah.
I know this is bodybuilding, so it's slightly different.
Yeah.
It's not about
You'll be fine.
Yeah, great. Yeah, but it's like, it's so funny the stuff that you're like, oh, I really can't fucking handle that.
No.
Yeah, because it feels so like visceral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't watch like needles or like anything to do with that. I get so squeamish.
Oh, and I will say it had good sex scenes too.
Oh, thank God.
You know how like sometimes it's a queer movie, but there's like nothing sexual. And you know that if it was a straight movie, it'd be like
fucking all over.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard discourse about this on Twitter because certain people have been saying, oh, of course this movie like fetishizes strong women. And then other people are like, what are you fucking talking about? It's just a hot sex scene.
And also, there are lesbian bodybuilders. Like,
I know.
Yeah. What is, yeah. I mean, it's like the thing of we can't have anything nice because somebody will hate it, but I love it.
And it's also, it's about time that like muscular women got fetishized, you know?
I know.
Like,
yeah.
So true. Sorry.
They're probably happy with it.
Let it. It's probably just like a muscular woman having sex with Kristen Stewart, having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Kristen Stewart, this was like the role she was born for.
Yeah.
Mm. It just seems like she's playing herself.
Oh my God, I need to see it.
I wonder if there's any crossover with her Princess Di performance.
I haven't seen
her
that,
down the corridor like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's literally just being gay and like kind of like weak.
How about her Rolling Stone cover that shoot? It was so incredible.
People are losing their minds over it. I didn't even think it was that controversial. I thought it was hot. I was like, that's a hot photo. Moving on. And then you forget. You're like, oh, people are fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's changing the game for certain people who are like, oh.
Yeah, and she's like wearing a jock strap. And I'm like, I need one.
Yes. Do they have it on Marketplace?
Probably.
They have them on ASOS.
It's wild how much people lost their mind over that.
Yeah.
But give people something gay and they'll lose their mind.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fetishizing, have you guys...
Great.
Let's get into it.
You guys ever...
Why don't you guys ever fetishize me? No. There's been also talk on Twitter this week about this ad campaign, I think you would call it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was this American, I think, campaign about changing how we think about Down syndrome.
I saw that. That was great.
Yeah, it was a really good campaign. Basically, the premise is it's got this girl who's like the lead of the campaign. And she's like, if you say that I can't do something, then you're kind of like, then you're like never going to give me the chance to try. And like, you're going to put me in this box and never think that I can, you know, have alcohol or have a sex life or do Shakespeare or acting or basically have autonomy and be my own person with agency. Very cool ad. But there's this shot in the part B of the ad where she's doing all these things that she was previously inhibited by. And it's like her in the boxing ring and her up on stage and her getting her margarita. And that moment of her getting the margarita has become a meme because she looks like hot and cunty at the bar.
Yeah. Getting a mug.
Yeah. It's just like people are like me when I get my margarita. And it's just like an image of that. And it's just been, I think, mostly a very like well-natured meme.
Mm.
But then certain people are kind of like, oh, you shouldn't do that. You can't like make her into a meme. That's not the point of the ad. And then other people are like, that's the whole point of the ad. Don't infantilize her.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, shouldn't she be like every other pop person? That's like able to be a meme. Like,
if you're gonna be cunty at a bar, you become a meme.
Yeah, doesn't matter
who you are.
And then it's also like we need memes with people who are not of different abilities, different races, different backgrounds. And I don't really know any positive memes of disabled people. And I feel like this is funny and like cute.
Yeah. That's so true.
I'm sorry that we stan an icon. Like, what do you want from me?
And the makeup was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks gorgeous.
I gotta watch this ad.
Yeah, you have to. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're not up on your like ad lore.
No.
It actually reminds me of a TikTok account I see pop up every now and then. And it's this couple, the guy is cis and the other partner is non-binary, but they don't have arms or legs. But their makeup influencer.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen them.
Yeah, and they do their makeup with the brushes and everything will be on their shoulder. And they got married and they walked down the aisle. And they will do these funny TikToks because they don't have arms or legs, but they're still like moving, walking. But then their partner will like kick them. And then they're like, but
what?
No, but like they're doing it as a couple.
They're doing it. It's their joke.
It's their joke. And they're like, not obviously really kick them, but they're like, flip to the side or like do something.
It's also theirs to do. Like, you can't appropriate yourself, you know?
Exactly.
Like, if you're fine with it, then you're fine with it.
And they're making that money from being a beauty influencer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like in the same vein of like, what should we do? But the person in the content is kind of telling us because they're making the content and they're showing us their wedding and their life and
totally
everything they're doing.
It's like, have you seen, there's a gay couple on TikTok and one of the men is blind. And the seeing husband, he like does a lot of pranks on his husband. Like, it'll be like him like reorganizing the like, what do you call it? Where you come into the house, like the table beside the door.
Oh, like the console table?
Yeah, like the hallway table or whatever.
The entrance
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Just he'll move things around so that when his husband comes home, he thinks he's in a different house.
Oh my God.
Like he's gone into somebody's wrong house.
So when does this get get cute for the husband.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And then, like, there's a lot of people being like, I don't know, is this fucked? Like, should you do that? And then they're like, no, he loves pranks. Like, this husband.
Oh, the husband likes getting pranks.
Oh, the husband adores it.
Okay.
And
okay.
They have this banter between them and they're constantly playing pranks on each other.
Okay, okay. And it goes both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the exact same thing. It's like when you hear it, like, out of context, you instinctively kind of, oh, I'm not sure about that. But then it's kind of like, well, that's their relationship. And they're clearly fine with it. And if there was any sense that they weren't within themselves okay with it, well, then yes, you would be alarmed. But we can't put people into these boxes and be like, no, you're not able to laugh at yourself.
Like, you're not allowed to do pranks because you're blind.
But, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, that's so
that
true.
That sounds more fucked than a couple consensually pranking each other and one of them happens to be blind.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like people expect like differently abled people to be these like vessels of purity and like all that kind of stuff. And it's also like people have comfortably laughed at other comedians and stuff like that, making jokes at the expense of disabled people. And then as soon as somebody's like, I'm actually going to make this joke myself, everyone's like, no, don't.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, don't tell your story.
No, yeah. We'd rather see Mike Myers do it.
Yeah. It's only okay when I say it.
Yeah.
At you. No.
Out of control. Do you guys like pranks?
No, I hate them.
I hate them.
I like them.
You're a freak.
You're weird.
you're going to change the like podcast studio next time I come.
Yeah. Put a whoopee cushion down.
I can't think of anything worse than like a surprise that I don't like.
Surprise like parties or things like that. Like I hate.
I would love a surprise party. If I came home and I'm like, baby.
No.
And then it's like, oh, your closest friends are here and we have a cake. I'd be like, I love cake. But you're like, I hid the
if
dog.
I thought that I had a night off and I found out that someone had prepared a party for me and I had to be like socially on wearing whatever outfit I'm wearing that I clearly didn't pick for a party, I would be livid.
Okay.
Fair enough. But yeah. If you went to the party and then you cut through the cake and it turns out it was electrocuted and you get a bunch of shocks, would you be like, okay, we're there?
Yeah, you'll be fine because you're like, I knew I was going to the party and I had to be social.
I mean, there's a difference between like prags and assault. You know, like, John's like, what if a man came and beat you up with a baseball bat? How would you like that, Charlie?
You get pranked by men and they just hit you.
Oh my God. Well, there's this whole dark side to prank accounts. There was actually this Russian YouTuber who killed his girlfriend.
By doing a prank?
By doing a prank.
What?
And he had his like followers or viewers vote on what he should do.
Wait, my God.
Wait, after killing her?
No, before. It was like a part of the setup of the prank. Sorry.
I thought it was like
true
crime. Bury her.
Yeah. Oh my God, sorry. I should have said that up differently.
Christ. Yeah. Wait, what? How did he kill her?
Oh, I don't remember, but I just remember seeing the story and being like disgusted. Because it's like, I have to look it up.
But it's not surprising, because, like, especially those like accounts that are making and they're
like
known
jackass
for
jackass kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's just you have to like raise the stakes.
No, I hate that shit.
Every single time. Yeah. Little fun stuff.
Yeah, tea on this now. So he locked her outside in the cold.
That's not a prank.
And in Russia. And she froze, essentially.
Well, duh.
That's not a fucking... Oh, my God. I can see how this happens because people start going from like, oh, we've put tape over the toilet and then they start making money from that. Especially in those boyfriends pranking their girlfriends thing. Mm. There is a huge following for that stuff because people love seeing women humiliated.
Mm.
And
yeah.
It's disgusting and awful. And you are not in this group, Charlie.
You would never.
You love fun little prank between two husbands.
Yeah. Between two husbands who've discussed this and who've made it into a TikTok.
Yes.
They've signed their consent cards.
Yeah. And you know what? They're probably monetizing it and like, know, because they have those different like creator funds in the US.
And also, I got to say with that couple, the reason that they're famous on TikTok is not because of their pranks. It's because they're fucking hot.
Well, yeah.
Let's be real.
That's so rude. How dare they?
Disgusting.
How dare they be sexy pranksters?
Yeah.
Because usually it's like a hot girl and a mid guy.
Oh my God, all the time. I always think about living in, you remember when there was that Hype House? And they made like a Netflix
web series
or whatever. That was so bad. But I was just like, all they do in that house is just fucking pray. You couldn't have a moment's peace. They just jump off shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like lying in bed. I would murder someone by accident if I was so on edge all the time.
That'd be a good horror film. Like, Hype or house. Like a thriller. Like, yeah. But it's like horror house. And it's like pranks start turning deadly.
Oh my God. Mm. Starring Charlie D'Amelio.
Okay. Just trademarking this right now. If you're listening and you're like a producer and you're like taking this away from Charlie, we will find you. We will come for you. And we'll make the House of Horrors real. This is IP. It's protected under
Pop Gaze Industries.
Yeah. Yes. Pop Inc.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I can't imagine that.
Well, there's also like a lot of people like die from not even just pranks, but like the TikTok extremism of like adventure stuff where they're like, you know, jumping off shit or like like stuff.
Remember
like
planking? Someone died doing the planking stuff.
Of course, anything like that, it's like people are gonna die.
But I really need to plank though. My core strength is miserable.
I think you misunderstood what planking was. They would just be solid like a they would just like plank.
What? Wait, they weren't doing the like, you're in exercise class and they're like, and we're finishing Pilates with a 30-second plank.
Well, I think that might be the origin of the term, but then planking became the name for when you would just lie flat on something in like a funny position. So it'd be like middle of the road or like lying on a park bench or something like that.
I totally missed that.
People were planking in random, like more extreme positions, like on the top of a building or like near the edge of it.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, I'm here thinking these people have such great plank strength.
Yeah.
Like abs galore. What do you mean? You're planking for 10 minutes?
You're like, I condone planking.
I'm like 30 seconds in at the end of Pilates and I'm shaking. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Someone planked to death?
I mean, I almost died during some classes.
Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah. It's odd out there.
The saddest, least extreme death. I died doing my yoga. No, but like, there's like, I saw this video that came up on like my Reels or TikTok or whatever, and it was just footage of this guy getting his like wife to film him jump into like, you know when like the ice has frozen over like a river or a lake or whatever, but then they like cut out a hole for like fishing. It was him jumping into that, but then the tide took him and he just flowed away and he died.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. It's not funny. Just, the way that you said that was it just, and then he just floated away and he died.
Yeah. But it's like, he's like giving her the camera being like, just film this sort of thing. And then she's filming her husband die. And I'm like watching this like, how is this? What am I watching? Like,
yeah, and you're waiting for the happy ending?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, this is just content now. Like, what is this world?
I mean, at least she has it on camera, so she's not being done for, like, murder. That's Do you true. Know what I mean? Yeah, just, like, husband dies, she killed him.
Yeah.
He was pranking
Anatomy
her.
Anatomy of a fall.
Mm. Yeah.
It is. I'm so glad that we don't exist, apart from maybe Charlie, but we don't exist.
We don't exist?
We don't exist.
Thank
I'm
God.
So glad. Yeah. Oh, man, I fucking wish.
We're in a simulation.
But, like, I'm not seeing that many pranking videos on my feed that much at all. If it is, it's someone stitching it being like, this is misogynist. And I'll tell you why. Because it's just, it's not fun.
No, what I mainly see these days is like people making cereal and Cheez-Its from scratch. Nara Smith.
Oh yeah, that bitch, another trad wife.
Yes.
God.
She's Mormon.
Well, actually, she did make a video like addressing a lot of those things because everyone's like, she's a Mormon, blah, 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 like coming for her being like, Mormons hate black people and she's black, but she's like, we're not wearing undergarments. We're not Mormons.
We contain multitudes.
Yeah. And I feel like that it is a part of that that is a little bit fair because she never has once said you need to be Mormon. She doesn't even really mention it.
Mm.
And a lot of religions
just casually
are,
more.
A lot of religions are based in really racist, homophobic Christianity.
Yeah.
What about
it? You know, nobody comes for like Christian influences on that level.
Oh, can we talk about Ruby Frankie getting sentenced?
Oh,
is she in jail now?
I think she would be, yeah.
Yeah, well, she'd be waiting.
She's
for
about
the trial.
To be. Yeah. But she's got like 16 years or was it 60 years?
Jesus.
She's got a long time.
Mm. Well, because this woman's house that she, so it was the two women who were charged. Her husband isn't. So I'm curious about that.
Yeah so
Should
they
we
broke
explain
up.
Explain who she is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. But I know
one
more.
Of us should.
I know more about the husband and the other woman who's been charged than who she is. But she is a YouTuber who did a lot of like content about raising her children. being a Christian.
She was like it was like my idyllic family. And it was like her giving parenting advice about how she like raises her like perfect little Aryan children.
Yeah.
But she would always talk about how much of a hard ass she is. Like her punishments. She was like, everything in this house is mine. I've seen clips of her going outside to greet her son who's been sleeping outside for a week. Like he'd set up in a tent. He's got a bedroom and everything. But he got a bad mark.
Yeah.
Or he didn't show up to a class. And she was like, this is the punishment. If you want to live in my house, you have to follow my rules, which is means you have to maintain straight A's. You didn't do that, so you live outside. And then like there's videos of her crying because she was trying to talk to the principal of her school because they were doing a song. The kids were dancing to a song and there was like a lyric in it about wearing mini skirts.
Yeah.
Like it's not even a bad song. Like it would have been like truly like happy or something.
That sounds like any Taylor Swift song.
Literally. And she's like bawling her eyes out. There's like a clip of her and one of her daughters who ended up cutting her off and trying to help the other kids. And I think part of the reason why they ended up getting arrested in the end. But she's sitting there while her kids are getting ready for school. And she's like, the older sister is helping like her three-year-old. And Ruby is like, well, are you stressed? Are you running late? Have you made your lunch? The sister's like, she's three. And she goes, well, the rules are once you're three, you wake yourself up. She was like, I don't set an alarm for you. You wake yourself up. You make your own lunch if you want to go to preschool. And it's just like, wow.
And then she got a call. There was also a video because the principal like called her being like, your daughter has no lunch at school today. And then she was like, that was on her. Don't give her anything from the cafeteria. Don't let her be given anything by friends. And like the school was like flagging it as in like a bring her some food or let us give her some food. And then Ruby was like, no, she needs to learn. There was all this kind of progressively darker stuff starting to happen with like her methods
Husband was actually like not super pro that. So that's why he's not involved in all of this is because they split up. And she became really good friends with this other podcaster and they made a podcast together. And the other woman was essentially helping her abuse her children.
Yes.
And was in support of all these like really strict
things. Well, it became vaguely like, I don't know if she's Christian or, but it became sort of like religious moral purity kind of things. And like she says that her reasoning was that she thought her kids were like evil and she had to like save them and bring them to salvation and things like that.
Yeah. And it's also crazy, like you want your child to have straight A's but you don't give them a nutritious meal. How's their brain gonna work?
it's so punishment based. Yeah. Like there's no reward in any of this, because I remember seeing the first couple of her videos and my mom used to do shit like nowhere near what this woman said. My mom's great, but would, you know, say shit like, well, if it's in this house, it's mine. I'd be like, well, that's my phone, not yours. And it was like,
so she'd prank you.
She'd prank me. But like, and if I did, I'm talking when I was like fully a teenager, if I didn't prep my own lunch, she'd be like, well, I told you to do that 100 times. And to be fair,
there's a difference between my tough love though and like
100%. And I think that's where like it was just all tough. Like there was
no love.
Yeah. And it was a power thing. And it wasn't my mom getting mad at me for not making my own lunch when I was like 17, 18 years old, was being like, you're about to step into adulthood. You need to start prepping your own shit, not being like, you need to get to heaven and you need to be pure.
Yeah. And you're 4 years old and you need to know how to do all of these things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you heard the police call from like the neighbor that discovered the son?
Yeah, the son escaped and he had like marks on his wrist.
He was like emaciated, shackled, and like bruised, and because she had like chained him up and like had like hit him and like wasn't giving him food. Like it went full off monstrous abuse, and he somehow managed to escape and ran to this neighbor's house. And there's this call of this man calling the police being like, this clearly abused, beaten, emaciated child has just arrived at my house. And like, it's like a fully grown man, like breaking down. Like he can't even like believe it. And that was like the beginning of the whole thing being burst wide open. And then they went to the house and they found that his sister was also still being like abused in that way. And then everything unraveled from there. And then since then, people have gone back and like looked at the old footage and videos and that kind of stuff and being like, the seeds of this was always there. And yeah, it's that thing that we often talk about where it's like when someone is very much about like purity or ultra positivity and ultra like pious and being up on your pedestal, sometimes it's like concealing very dark things.
Red flag, red flag.
And it is one of those things where it's like, if this is what she's showing us, like in those videos, And I saw pictures of that woman's house who she did a podcast with, and there was like fully like a basement level. And I would double check this, but there was like a basement that was like weird as fuck as well.
Oh my God. I'm in so many Facebook groups of people with old homes and like renovations.
Yeah.
I'm just addicted to like people being like, what should I do to my staircase? Oh. Should I paint it white or gray?
Give it to me.
Like, it's just like, this is a beautiful home. You're ruining it. But then sometimes
don't
it's like,
don't Cara Delevingne it.
Oh,
let it be.
Oh my God. Let it be. Like, keep the wood. But sometimes it's actually people finding weird ass shit. Like, in my attic, people were insulating it with their old clothes. So I found all of these like small children's and adults' clothing from like 100 years ago.
No, thank you.
Or like a weird attic or like a door that's been like shut with bricks and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, how are you living in this horror house?
That is so scary.
But also jealous of like all the beautiful mid-century homes in the US that people are buying up and ruining.
These motherfuckers, they get in there and they make that kitchen gray.
Yeah, there was actually one that went really viral of a Florida couple who does like house flipping. And they had this beautiful like fireplace that was just like stone. And it wouldn't be necessarily what I would choose, but they were like, we're going to put German schmear on it, which is a type of like,
well, that doesn't sound
good. that sounds like an STI.
yeah.
But I digress. When it's done properly, it actually kind of
German
schmear.
Get that schmear.
Look, it actually looks nice when it's done properly and like on the proper type of brick, but this was not the type of brick you should have done it on. And it just looked like they caked it in like white shit. And then they put up this beam in the center and they were like, and this beam is just going to make everything look really put together. But it's actually not wood, it's foam. And it fully looked like Play-Doh. And they put that on their ceiling and hung heavy like pendant lamp from it.
No.
And everyone was like, what the fuck? There's like...
It's giving Josh and Matt. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Can I say it? We love Josh and Matt. Sponsors of the pod.
I haven't seen them that much recently. They're not on my feed anymore, so I don't know what they're up to.
They live in a very stylish Cara Delevingne style home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll say that. Yeah. I'll say that. Make of that what you will.
I have met Josh and Matt in person, and the only thing I will say is you'll be surprised who's Josh and who's Matt.
The two most plain names imaginable.
That is funny.
They're actually really sweet in person.
Well, I mean, jokes aside, I actually fucking love how like eclectic and bizarre their sense of style is. Like, I genuinely think it's hilarious and interesting. And like, if I had the money and the like a house to put stuff in, of course I would have like bizarre, fun, esoteric. Yeah.
It's like a playground.
100%.
Fun playground.
I would much prefer that than the like flipping vibes of like taking a beautiful home and then making, but I guess like the difference between like something that they're doing at the, what Cara Delevingne does is that I feel like similar to JoJo Siwa's sleeve, I feel like she just said, I want this house now rather than like collecting things.
Yes.
That's so true.
And also it would have been like a style team doing it for Cara.
Yeah.
And she would have been away while it was happening. Whereas with Josh and Matt, there's a definite sense of like, we're collating slowly.
Yeah.
We're building this beautiful, creative.
This is true.
Yeah. It's like a live-in piece.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I've been in my like Architecture Digest era. Yes. But I've also found this great video that was like a breakdown where somebody had watched all of the videos. It's on YouTube. And she's like, I watched all of the AD home tours of celebrities. And here is how many times wood was mentioned.
Yeah.
And how many times somebody said, this is where the magic happens. And it was really fun, like just going like, oh, they do all say the same thing.
Yeah.
That's cute.
They're like, it's always like gorgeous Californian redwood.
Yeah, yeah. This is wood salvaged from a shipwreck that my great grandfather was on.
Yes.
Like it's just random shit like that.
It's amazing. I love it. Do you have a favorite Architecture Digest house?
Oh, you've put me on the spot. I feel like I like Hilary Duff's one.
Yeah.
It's really cute and like it's kind of like it suits her, you know?
Yeah.
It's not
and it's,
too much.
It's nice how she involved her kids in it too.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
I and like Hilary Duff. I feel like she turned out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
given
right.
Given the circumstances.
Did you see her, what happened with her husband?
No.
Oh my God, it's so funny. So he got a vasectomy. I think, or he... maybe that's
I'm laughing
in a,
already.
It's funny because it's balls. But he had a medical procedure that I'm 90% sure was a vasectomy. Anyway, he was on some like painkillers or some drugs afterwards. It was a bit like high as a kite.
Yeah.
And started getting into the DMs of everyone in Love is Blind.
What?
Whoa. So he's like messaging Johnny, who was a guy who he and his partner were scared of having sex because... Or he was scared of having sex with her because she wasn't on birth control and he didn't want her to get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, have you heard of condoms? But anyway, and then they talked about getting a vasectomy and he's messaging him being like, FaceTime me if you want. Just got one. And then
Wait, so he's getting into their DMs not to flirt, to give like advice.
And... He's just, and he messaged this girl, Chelsea, and just wrote, Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea.
Oh, my God. And rightfully so, because we need to talk about the Love is Blind reunion.
It's so funny.
Have you watched it?
I dropped out after one episode. I'm so sorry. It was trash.
It's too much for you. I get it.
This season was just not it.
I love the trash.
I'll watch Trixie and Karcher's, like, I like to watch Netflix summary of Love is Blind, and that'll be enough for me.
I think that's the best way to do it, to be honest. I love that.
I need a drag queen to make a summary for me. That's the only way I can watch film these days.
I guess the biggest prank is that Love is Blind.
Yeah, it's not true. Love is definitely seeing for these people.
Love is blind and it's okay to prank.
It's okay to prank love.
Yeah.
Some video breakdown I saw about it was like, love is definitely not blind, but it's deaf. Because these people aren't listening to each other. Like, the things people say behind the screens seem really deep, I guess, while they're in the experiment.
Yeah.
But, like, once it's over and they see each other and they realize that they still have those requirements in their minds and their lifestyles are really different and they probably just wanted to get more airtime.
I mean, if you take someone away from... everything and then you throw them in a room with their only contact of the opposite sex, they're probably being like hamster dripped ayahuasca before they go into the rooms. Like they're in such a fucked headspace.
And they might be. There is a big lawsuit about how they've been treated. It's very funny because this lawsuit talks about how much alcohol everybody got and how they never got fed. And then this season there's food in every single scene in every part.
Oh, and a reunion.
It was so bizarre.
There was like a table of food at a reunion. A banquet. And I was like, why is there a grazing platter that looks like somebody I would have said something I would have saved on Pinterest for like a wedding.
It's so
was
funny.
Huge.
And that at the end of the reunion, Vanessa Lachey goes, now shall we dig into this food? And they go, yeah. She goes, what was the highlight of Love's
The legal
Mine?
Team like, tick.
Tick. Yeah. One of them was like, oh, the food was the highlight. And they're like, yeah, the food was great. It's insane.
Oh my God. They're all like, what a well-fed production. Like you're staring down the camera.
It was so funny. The reunion was good. I did enjoy it. I watched it in a group setting, but I just felt like so much airtime was given to stuff I didn't care about.
Can you give me like a WikiHow summary of the reunion? Like who was the villain? Who won? Who's the loser?
Well, Jeremy was the villain for sure. And he's the guy who cheated on his girlfriend also for sure. He continues to deny it, but I've never seen a guiltier looking clown in my life.
Okay, so there was this guy called Jeremy. His name is spelled G-E-R-A-M-E-Y. This is just Jeremy is a nice name, but why do you have to spell it like
Jeremy.
That? Jeremy.
So American.
One of the other things that Hillary Duff's husband sent him was a DM saying, you spelt your name wrong and you did your girl wrong.
Oh my God, he did. So he was dating this girl called Laura, and in the pods he had this whole thing of like, I'm really not sure who to choose between. There were two girls he liked and that liked him. One was called Laura and the other one was called Sarah Ann. Mm-hmm. Sarah Ann was such a fucking Republican.
The most like pilgrim name I've ever heard.
Yeah, 100%. She actually was like low-key anti-choice.
Yeah.
Of course. Sarah Ann.
She's a patriot. That's what she said.
Wow. I mean, I know this woman. I haven't seen her, but I know this woman.
So he doesn't go for the patriot. He went with Laura. And Laura is like a boss. She puts work first. She like, you know, but it becomes increasingly clear that he's really childish and she doesn't really like that. And then Sarah Ann slides into his DMs and he shows Laura the DM. He's like, Sarah Ann DM'd me, but I'm being so transparent. And furthermore, I'm sharing your location on iPhone. So he shares his location with her. But one night he's out till 5 a.m., comes home at 6 a.m. and she goes to work and like they don't talk about it till later. And then she's like, where were you? And he lies and says somewhere that he wasn't, but then he admits eventually that he was in the car with Sarah Ann till 5 a.m. just chatting.
They're just talking, Charlie, till 5 a.m.
And she has his location. He's lying about where he is, but she has his location and she's awake, like screenshotting where he is.
She's got the metadata, baby.
And then it turns out this isn't even the first time that has happened.
No, he's done this. So he had, what happened was he left his phone in his car with location on. But the motherfucker didn't realize he had it in his Apple Watch.
Oh, my God.
So he went. So she's using entrapment skills, basically, where she's being like, okay, so this is who you're telling me? This is the story that you're telling me. And he's like, yes, we didn't leave. I have location on. She goes, yeah, you left your location on. So I know that you were further from uptown. I know you were in the suburb that Sarah Ann lives. You were at Sarah Ann's house, weren't you? And he's like, she goes, I'm going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's iconic.
It's so iconic. And now Sarah Ann and Jeremy are still together, but they broke up and got back together like a bunch of times, revealed by one of the most annoying people on the show, Chelsea, a.k.a. Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. I mean, they're the kind of couple that are caught up in a controversy and that's just going to be their whole relationship. They'll just fester together just talking about it and being like, everyone's against us, blah, 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 blah. And that'll be...
That's such a bad foundation.
Yeah. And he looked bad.
He did.
He was wearing a white suit and a Hawaiian shirt because Laura says she doesn't like Hawaiian shirts. So he did that to like make her mad. But it was like...
And she wasn't even there. She was on Zoom because she was like, I'm on a work trip.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
None of these people have more important things to do than to be at the reunion. That's your job.
Well, there was another guy who came to the reunion and left because he entered the experiment while he was still in a relationship. And he told his girlfriend that he was
going. Don't let your relationship get in the way of being on Love is Blind.
Exactly. And yeah, that was a whole thing. Trevor, you betrayed us all.
Speaking of rolling into people's DMs, notice how I'm quickly moving away from Love is Blind.
Yeah, sorry. We just had to get it off our chest.
Exactly.
No, I'm happy for you guys. I'm always excited to hear
what it'll be another
fresh
year.
Hell the straights are up to. Drake has slid into, what's her name? Her name's like Big Baddie or something like that. I'm looking
what?
It up.
What? Who's the MC?
Is this his big whirly burly dick?
Oh my God. Well.
Is that the video?
Oh yeah. We've talked about this, haven't we?
Where he swung his dick around?
No. Is this when he called her body absolute tea?
Oh, wait, no. Whose DMs did he slide into?
Slid into a model's DMs and compared her body to tea. Oh, well, because he... So Drake slid into this random model's DMs and was like, your body is absolute tea. And then
she's been watching Drag Race.
I know.
But also...
He's not fighting those gay rumors at this point.
You can't spill your body. I guess you can.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you've misunderstood the reference.
What the hell?
Your body is gossip?
I mean, it works to be like, your body is tea. It means like, your body is like, wow. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I would never use that as a first line. I would be like, hey, it's Drake.
It's something I might say.
Send $200.
To a woman if I was like commenting on her photo on Instagram. You know, if she put up like a cool shot, I'd be like, wow, your body's absolute tea. It's not
Please
something
comment that on my next thirst trap.
If you're worth anything.
I just have it in like autofill. It's like, did you want to say your body is absolute tea?
It would be cool if someone was like, maybe the thing is like, your body's tea because everyone's talking about it.
Yes.
That's true. But it's still weird from Drake.
Yeah, it's odd. I don't know what to make of it, but I just needed to let you know. Also, what's with Madonna calling out her fan? Did you see this?
No.
At her concert, it was so embarrassing.
Oh my God, I did see that.
Yes. She was like, everybody stand up. She was like, come on, everybody.
I know where this is going.
Yes, of course. And then there is one person near the front who is not standing up. And then Madonna like calls them out. And then they are in a wheelchair. And then she says something weird that made them almost seem like a veteran. And she was like, thank you for your service. Or like, it was like something like,
oh my God, just say sorry.
It was like, I love what you do, or like kind of thing. And it was just like, oh,
Jesus,
no.
Christ. Did you not learn from Kanye West? And he was like, why are you guys not standing up? Like, oh, you're in wheelchairs.
Like the moment I was managing a talent, I would be like, What do we do when somebody's sitting yes. down at the concert?
Textbook.
We say nothing. We mind our Absolutely. Own business.
And even if someone's like not in a wheelchair, like I've been sitting with some pretty intense cramps at like various musicals.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to give you a standing ovation. I physically can't.
Yeah. Also from some of the footage I've seen of Madonna, I'm not sure that any of it warrants standing up. Let's be real.
Well, what is she even touring at this stage?
Basically best of. So she's doing all her old. She's her Madame X tour, she refused to do any hits, which was like, great, so we're just gonna go have a bad time. Mm-hmm. But she is doing her hits. I don't know how good it is.
I mean, good for her at what,
600 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would go just so I can say I've seen Madonna.
I would not go
hey,
for
Siri,
dancing.
How old is Madonna?
Madonna is 65 years old.
Thank Whoa. You.
Yeah. That's not that bad. She's not that old.
She can still yeah. wiggle and jiggle. Well, Kylie is 64. She brought 64 out the other night.
What?
She brought
She's
Kylie
64?
Out. Yeah.
I've
vaguely
that.
Been following the Madonna tour because Bob the Drag Queen is one of her like touring
Characters?
Performers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's like, I don't really understand Cast it, but there's like some
crew?
Kind of like ensemble that comes out and like performs with her and does dances. And then like every now and then we'll like get a chance to like do like a bit sort
yeah.
of thing. It might be like so that she has time off stage. I don't really know. But speaking of Bob the Drag Queen, Drag Race Down Under has been announced that RuPaul is not going to do the latest season.
And wait, who is then? Bob the Drag Queen?
No.
That would be great.
Bob is hosting Down Under now. It's like, yes.
I wish. That would be amazing. No, it's just Michelle. Michelle is doing it by herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, with Reese and
oh,
I guess special guest, but like is the host.
Yeah. She's perfectly qualified. I have no issue on that department, but having a non-Australian or Kiwi host for
yeah.
that is also not a drag queen for a Down Under drag show is a little bit like...
Why?
Yeah.
You know? Like, didn't you, like... Could you go on, like, Star Now? Post the fucking thing?
Yeah, yeah. Hit up Seek. Come
could
on.
Could you not, like, look?
Craigslist.
It would be good.
I'm looking for a sexy Down Under drag host.
I would love a host who gets the references.
Yes, yeah. That would be nice.
And like,
we can dream.
Good for Michelle, I guess.
Yeah. I think it happened because Ru pulled out at the last minute because he wanted to stay on his book tour because he's like promoting his book. Like it's called like The House of Mysteries or like it's got like a name like that. And
yeah.
I
have not read the book, but I've listened to the podcast about the book.
Yeah. It's very Ru. It's all about his like new age philosophies about like good energies and fracking
energy.
Yeah, yeah. Big fracking
for big energy companies.
I guess Ru's husband is Australian.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why I said that, but I'm like,
I was like, totally.
Yes, I guess so.
I guess so.
And that's tea.
And his body is tea.
Absolute tea. Well, his body is absolutely tea. Have you
is
seen
it?
Rue's husband?
Oh my God.
So fucking hot.
What?
Yeah. Is he like a farmer?
Yeah, he's like...
He's just like...
Yeah, he farms oil.
I think he's from Perth.
Yeah. He's farming the oil.
Yeah,
from
he has a decades-old fracking ranch in Perth.
Oh, I love the ranch.
Gina Reinhardt.
The gum trees.
Yes.
I mean, that's exciting. It was pretty last minute though, right? The announcement?
Yeah. I think they probably had the like dates like booked in at the studio with the challenges and cast already set up. And then Ru probably pulled out and then... I think this was, you know, absolutely the best they could do in the situation and just be like, well, Michelle can host.
Mm.
But it would be nice to see at some point them give it to a drag queen.
Or an Australian drag queen. It would be nice to see Australian drag queens getting consistent TV work.
I mean, Rue will never put his beef with Courtney Act aside, which is such a shame because Courtney obviously would be the perfect fit for that role.
And also Courtney has a gorgeous apartment. If you want
really?
To look at. Yeah.
Is that really, another tour?
It's I don't know if it's an Architecture Digest, but it's on the Design Files, which is like an Australian website that shows beautiful homes.
Oh. I'm obsessed with this. Meanwhile, me and my parents' place for a year because I can't find a rental. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Us looking at our supers before this episode.
Oh
being
my God. Our supers were absolute tea.
I cannot believe how much we're supposed to have to have a comfortable retirement. They didn't even say like a great retirement. They were like comfortable.
Yeah.
What do we do? Do I have to just put money in there?
We got to sell some foot pics.
Oh, yeah.
Aurelia and I were talking about this before. I think that's the new frontier for pop
guys. Yeah. And Charlie has already been on a foot fetish website.
Yeah.
So
it's
you've
just
got
continuing.
You've been browsing it?
No, as in
no, you've been featured.
I was featured.
featured.
Yeah.
So far, my research has been how to sell foot pics, and there were like 5 main websites. But honestly, I first have to get a pedicure. Yeah, and then I'll post on my stories to see if people think my feet are cute.
In the world of foot.
No, finishing. They want it. I feel like they either want your feet looking fucked or your feet looking good.
Yeah, I think good feet are better.
Yeah.
I couldn't sell my feet, unfortunately.
Ugly toes.
Yeah.
Got bad Irish. Someone said that it's you got them if your family were in the potato famine. There's a little toe. Yeah, if your like pinky toe is scrunched and fucked, you're probably a potato famine girl.
Oh, my pinky toe is really cute, actually.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It must be nice.
You've got like a fully formed like nail and like it's like all glamorous.
Yeah, like
put a gem in it.
I feel like, and my pinky toe had been at the stage where I was like abusing my feet and like wearing tight shoes. And you know how your little toenail just like bends, shrivels itself, up and disappears. But recently,
it's like a cock in a chastity cage kind of.
Yeah, legit.
It's atrophied.
But now it's like grown back and it's fully there. And like once I get a pedicure and like
I
figure out my fetish.
Extremely dexterous toes. So like my toes are quite long. Sorry to you to be painting them in such a sexual light, but they are extremely
long. They're long and strong.
Long and strong. And I love to tease Josh. I love to prank him, so to speak, because he hates me doing this. But like I will like use my toes to like pick up the remote and like pass it to him and do stuff like that.
Kayla does that to me, but it'll be like, that's pranking actually.
Yeah.
That's prank where I'd be like, can you pass me this? And I won't be looking and Kayla will like their toes, like, you mean this? And
yeah. Yeah, it's so funny.
Well, I'm
funny.
Thinking of involving Tamara so we can like intertwine our toes together. And like we'll like do like baby oil on toes and like, you know.
Do that Chappelle Corby picture where she's holding a foot like a hand and she's leaning into it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I did not expect that reaction.
I won't put my face to it. But if you know my feet, you'll recognize them.
Honestly, though, you would make so much money. The amount of men that would throw money at that. But would you want it to be like ethically made lesbian porn for lesbians? Or would it be like, no, every man.
We want...
You want to make money.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a pay gap still.
Is that not a thing? Isn't there like porn that is like made by women for women?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like that porn.
I like my women.
No, I don't know. I feel like there's a really important conversation to be had about ethical porn and making sure that all the actors are of age and consent and that you're not watching like somebody's revenge porn or something.
Yes.
But I feel like people sometimes assume that like lesbian porn is all like gentle and like touching.
And
like telling each other poems.
Yeah, and you're like whispering.
I don't want
at
them
each
loving
other.
Each other.
No,
I want to see two people in love fucking.
No, I want like proper horny sex with like filthy.
I want to know that they're employed. Like that.
Yeah, they got to take out some aggression from fighting the patriarchy all day.
Yeah, I want to see like. I'm not even gonna say.
Oh god. Speaking of OnlyFans-ish stuff, have you guys seen that TikToker that has gone viral for his like bottom eyes?
It's no. Like, what are bottom eyes?
It's this guy. He's like at the barber. He's like this sort of twinky guy getting his hair cut at the barber. And it's like him making real like soft bedroom eyes up at the camera and the barber. Just ultimate bottom energy. And like you've never seen a more fuck me face than this man. Sort of
like
thing.
A fawn.
Yeah, genuinely. It's like it feels like illegal to look at. You're like, this is... Oh my God. It strikes you in a really primal place. Do you know what I mean? And people are just losing their minds over it, being like, I've never wanted to fuck someone more. Or like, it's
what? Like, can you make the face?
I'm not going to do it now. It's, this look is too powerful.
Oh my God. They should teach that at acting school.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit like, okay, the way that you're phrasing it, I'm like, maybe not for me. Because if it's like a soft little eyes.
It's not baby. It's... can't describe it. It's just, it's bottom eyes. Like, it's...
And it's just a guy getting his hair cut.
Bottom eyes, lobotomize, bottom eyes. Bottom eyes.
Yeah, I want to be
real eyes.
Realize.
Oh my God. What do I even look for? Barber, gay.
I did see a funny photo of a guy before and after a lobotomy and. And it was like,
it was a laugh riot.
It was just a guy and he just kind of looked regular in the first photo. And then the second photo, he's got like a hat and a big cigar and he's like chilled the fuck out. And I'm like, God, I mean, it's not making me not want one.
Yeah, these ads back then were different. They just went for it.
It was probably a full-on lie.
Yeah, he probably didn't even get a lobotomy. They probably just put a hat on him and gave him a cigar. Like,
there was like a story about a woman, who, one of the first women to like get a lobotomy, and her husband was like, now she can sit through a play.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, she's probably fucking not there at all.
Yeah.
If you can sit through a whole play, you've been lobotomized.
Especially one like from 100 years ago.
Oh my God.
Like plays now are great. They have like, they have everything you want in a play.
Yeah.
Action.
Lights. Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I cannot find this fucking clip. Ah! You know when like you need to find something on TikTok or Twitter and
Yeah.
You'll never find that shit again.
Yes. Or it has the search bar and you click on the search bar suggestion and it's like, this has nothing to do.
Yes. With it's like anything. Trying to find a GIF and being like, woman in a room making a face that looks like she's upset, but then also there's this other thing. And it's like, you just feel like a crazy person. Like, what am I
but
doing?
But also, like, we should have AI that's capable of doing that by now.
You want that Elon Musk chip in your brain.
Yeah.
Well, no.
If they can take out part of my brain to put it in, great.
Yeah. Take it out, fix it up, put it back.
Yeah. And I get to pick which part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Make me productive.
Get rid of the frontal lobe.
Yeah, make me productive. And then they're like, we can't work miracles. <You know? laughs> There's only so much we can do.
Great.
Shall we do our pop or flop for the week?
I've got a pop. Actually, it's an album. Faye Webster's Underdressed at the Symphony. It's great. It's like a breakup album.
I've never heard of this.
Faye Webster is, she's just collabed with Lil Yachty.
They
went to school together and they're like besties. Anyway, they are.
You're just saying things like even further from
Wait, was it a TikTok song?
The song was, I want a Lego ring. I want a big one. Dun, 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 dun.
That kind of sounds familiar.
Boing.
Yeah.
Boing. Yeah. It's really good. But this whole album, it's like, it's a breakup album, but it's just so beautiful. And there's like a whole, the song Underdressed at the Symphony. She's like, you still haven't told your mom. Like, she's invited me over for lunch. What do I say? Like, it, like amongst like really nice layered vocals and guitars. It's just, if you want to have a fucking nice little cry or a think, or even just enjoy music. So, sounds like I'm going through a breakup. I'm not. But it is like, I love breakup albums. I think they're so good. And this one is incredible. So give
Faye
it a go. Faye Webster, Underdressed at the Symphony.
Nice.
Give it a go. Lesbian. Lesbian shit, by the way.
Ah. Well, I have a flop for the week.
Nice.
Which is Olivia Rodrigo was giving out free Plan B pills and condoms at her shows, but it got blocked by people who are against people having bodily autonomy. And they're like, there's children at the Olivia Rodrigo concert. And it's like, well, maybe you don't give the Plan B to the child at the end.
Or maybe, maybe you do.
Teenagers.
You never know. And just to clarify, Plan B is not abortion.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's
preventative. Something else. Yeah. Exactly.
And people always, like Sarah Ann, are like all up in arms about people abusing these sort of measures. But you'll find that when people use Plan B, it's because something happened that they weren't expecting. The condom broke or whatever.
And people are going to have sex whether you like it or talk about it or not.
Absolutely.
So you might as well be more prepared and informed.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think it's a real shame that they retracted it. I don't know if it was like Olivia's team that stopped giving them out or if they were like...
No, it was actually...
Like they were disallowed.
There were complaints and they had to stop.
Yeah, but
fucking hell.
I think it's so cool because I think that's awesome that like the sort of new crop of pop stars are being like vocal about stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
And so many rights are being taken away in the US. I saw this thing. It was like a proposed bill in Missouri, I think it was, that was like a woman, if she is pregnant, cannot get a divorce.
Oh my God. From her husband,
even in cases of abuse.
Oh my God. What? And in another state, it was just made so that clinics providing IVF have stopped providing those services because they could be accused of murder. And with IVF, it's obviously a very complicated process. Not every time will be a viable pregnancy. But because of these laws, people aren't even going to have an attempt at having the child they want.
Yeah.
And fucked up. That's fucked up.
They're crazy.
They are.
What do you have for us?
Well, speaking of crazy, I have a pop this week.
Ooh.
And it is Sydney Sweeney's breasts.
Yes! Are you they even are gay beautiful. Anymore?
Because they are single-handedly causing the far right to completely lose their minds. And not even in the way of like lusting after her, but I don't know if you guys have seen lately, but there's this weird obsession, it's so bizarre, of all these people being like, Sydney Sweeney, finally we have a hot blonde with big breasts, she's really showing the woke agenda. Implying that Sydney Sweeney is like her being like hot and glamorous is like really showing those lefty gays that we're not gonna like stand for your woke bullshit. And it's like, what are you talking about? There's nothing gays love more than a hot, like amazing, gorgeous woman. Like, what are you talking
with
about?
A great set of tits.
Yeah. Like, just the idea that they're like, finally, you know, someone really showing the woke agenda with her amazing rack. It's like, you people are nuts.
They're fucking insane. And it's also like, yeah, she's claiming her body, something you don't like.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. She was in fucking Handmaid's Tale. She's not on your side, babe.
Oh my God, she was too. I just connected.
Yeah. God. The pool.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen that, but yeah. I loved her and everything else.
I love that. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.